few announcements before the homily. Right after Mass, we will have our usual miraculous medal novena by Our Lady's statue. You're all welcome to stay if you'd like, but if you do stay, stay in place to maintain social distancing. At 1 o'clock, we'll continue with our book club as we finish up with the Imitation of Christ, talking again about the sacrament of the Eucharist. At 4 p.m., we'll have the resumption of the daily briefing with Father. And then don't forget this evening, the holy hour from 7 to 8. I just want you to know there will not be confessions tonight. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. First, let me say on behalf of Father Kirby and myself and all of the staff here at Our Lady of Grace, we wish to offer our deepest condolences to you, Peg, and to his family and that. Thank you all who have come today to celebrate Maury's life, to offer consolation to his family and friends who are left behind, and to formalize your own goodbyes. As a true child of God, Maury was many things to many people. Growing up, he was a dear and wonderful brother to his six siblings. For 37 years, he was a devoted husband and loving soulmate to Peg, his wife. Maury was father to Michael and his stepson, Walter, who I'm certain he loved both of them very dearly. He was a grandfather to Julie, Bella, and Leo, and unless I miss my guess, they probably took up much of his life and love these last years. Maury was a man of action, delighting in swimming, tennis, cycling, traveling, but through it all, Maury's first love was always his family. While he could be an imposing figure as you stood next to him and looked up, he was gentle, kind-hearted, and a generous man. And Maury was a man of deep faith, a faith that was nourished in the waters of Belmont Abbey, and a faith that especially shone forth when he stood at the Ambo proclaiming God's word during Saturday Mass. And this is my main memory of him. When he spoke, you listened, as he had that look of authority about him. Those of us here today come not as spectators, passive bystanders, but as full participants in this Mass offered for the soul of our friend Maury Casey. We come to worship and praise our God, and while we have our minds on Maury, who has passed from our midst, we must always remember that the sacrifice of the Mass is centered on God, to whom we are offering his Son along with ourselves. We should take a moment and reflect on the truth that we were created by God and that our earthly lives are but a journey back to him. The gospel tells us that the poor in spirit, the humble, will possess heaven. Seeing our presence in heaven as our ultimate destination, we are reminded that Maury has moved on to the next stage of his journey. In this Mass, we are gathered to give God thanks for his infinite mercy. The fact of original sin condemns all of us to be sinners, and as such, we stand in constant need of God's mercy. At our time of death, we will face God and be judged on what we have done or failed to do, good or bad, during our lives. Maury stands before God in judgment, and we offer prayers that our eternal Father will temper his justice with the love and mercy of a father for his son who is returning home. In the Mass today, those gathered here are called to proclaim and renew our faith in Jesus Christ. The Mass is a celebration of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension. And we profess our belief that Christ conquered death through this Paschal mystery, and we renew our participation in this mystery. This faith leads to hope in our eternal future, that there is a place in glory awaiting for those of us who knew, loved, and served God while we were here on this earth. Our time here is short, and Maury's 67 years passed all too quickly. But we can be assured that during his time with us, he accomplished all that God had set out for him to do. And we are all given a part to play in God's great plan. And we pray that Maury, having served his Lord well, has gone to his eternal reward. Most especially, those of us who have come here today have come to pray for our brother, husband, father, grandfather, our beloved Maury. Only a select few are so blessed that at their death, they are immediately welcomed into heaven. Most of us will need time in the purifying confines of purgatory. Remember, Jesus came to walk among mankind and be crucified because we had become a fallen race, a broken, sinful people. We pray today for forgiveness and express our repentance so that our wrongs and those of our loved ones may be righted. We are not given the fate of those we have lost. We offer up prayers just in case they are needed. We offer these prayers as prayers of hope. Hope for eternal peace and everlasting bliss for Maury, that he might reach the goal that God's plan for him provides. We offer masses for our deceased loved ones because we believe they accomplished something, that they make a difference for them. When we pray for someone who has died, we take an active part in their purification en route to heaven. And can there be any greater way to express our love for Maury today? Let us offer this Mass and the graces it will bring for him, and let the knowledge that we are in some way taking an active part in his journey to God be a comfort to those of us who are left behind. May God bless you.